Good morning. One of my favorite memories from when our two sons were about 12 and 14 years of age was when Steve and Rob pulled their money together and went to the Boca Raton Town Center to buy me a birthday gift. They presented me with a bottle of perfume, lovingly wrapped with a lot of scotch tape. They said they wanted to find a smell, not a scent or an aroma, mind you, but a smell that would be perfect for me. They said they had smelled 25 different bottles of perfume to help them make their choice. I can only imagine how the salesperson who was waiting on them felt when they finally decided which smell fit me the best. I loved the perfume they had chosen. As a matter of fact, when I had used up every last drop, I couldn't get rid of the bottle for years because it meant so much to me that they would go to so much effort to find the perfect fragrance. I could feel their love poured out into that perfume each time I used it. And I think we see that same type of love from Mary as she anointed Jesus' feet with costly perfume made of pure nard, something she did without any expectation or payoff for herself. And to that end, I have some questions for you. When was the last time you did something for someone else, without expectations, with no strings attached, without any conditions or preconditions, when there was no why to what you were doing, when you were just doing what you were doing because that's what you were doing? Angelus Silesius, a 7th century German priest, wrote, "The rose has no why. It blossoms because it blossoms. It pays no attention to itself, nor does it ask whether anyone sees it. What if we were to live like the rose without a why? What if we blossomed simply because we bloomed? What if there was no motive or seeking to our blossoming, to be noticed, to be praised, to accomplish? What if we fragranced the world because we couldn't do anything but fragrance the world? The rose is going to do what it's going to do regardless of whether anyone sees it or smells it. Its beauty and fragrance are not a means to an end. It has no why. I want to live my life without a why. I want to give and do unconditionally. At least that's what I want on my better days." I think that's often how we see ourselves and how we want to be and live. To live unconditionally and without strings attached. But it's harder than it sounds. We live in a world in which you pay for what you want. There is, as the saying goes, no such thing as a free lunch. We're expected to return the favor, pay off the debt, or reciprocate in some way. In short, you get what you pay for, and we pay in all sorts of ways. Think about all the ways that happens and how commonplace and acceptable it is. We exchange our time for money and sometimes sacrifice our families for success and trade our dreams for practicalities of making ends meet. Have you ever received a gift and felt indebted, obligated to return the favor or at least send a thank you note? Even the best intentioned gifts can leave the recipient with an unintended depth of gratitude. How did you feel when you didn't receive a thank you note or other acknowledgement after giving a gift? Regardless of what side of the campaign finance issue you're on, everyone knows that the big time donors expect big returns. I say none of this as a criticism or a judgment, but simply as an observation that there are thousands of ways in which we daily transact the business of life. We can't escape that. It's hard, maybe impossible, to give a pure gift. Economies are part of our world and our lives. I am not suggesting economies are inherently wrong or that we need to rid ourselves of economies, but maybe we need to be more aware of them and the power and influence they have. Maybe we need to lessen and loosen the stranglehold they tend to have on us. There are times when we do or need to do something simply for the sake of doing it. Things like love, forgiveness, truth, hospitality, justice, and compassion. In those times, something is being affirmed for itself, not for what it might achieve or accomplish. There is no why. As I said earlier, I think that's what's going on with Mary in today's gospel. She loves because she loves. She anoints because she anoints. She fragrances because she fragrances. There is no why. It is a gift, grace upon grace. There is nothing in it for her. It is unconditional, without measure or calculation. She is not invested in a result or seeking a particular outcome. She's just doing what she's doing because that's what she's doing. She breaks the chains of means and ends, and it makes no sense to Judas or any economist. Gift stands in contrast to economy, even as Mary stands in contrast to Judas. Why was that perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor? I don't know what Judas's real motive was. Maybe he was a thief and wanted it all for himself. Judas is calculating. He knows the market. He wants to turn Mary's gift into a profit. Judas had a why. In the economies of our life, everything has a why. Life is calculable, and we become calculating, expecting a return on our investment. What if Mary and Judas are images of ourselves, images of our charitable self and our economic self, images of our unconditioned life and our conditioned life? I don't think it's a question of choosing one over the other, gift or economy, but living in the tension of the two. That tension is the call to be discerning and thoughtful about how we respond to others and engage life. That tension pushes us to look within ourselves about our motives and desires. It reminds us that the fragrance of life can be neither bought nor sold. It's priceless. I don't know if we ever truly live without a why. I can't answer that, but I know that's the direction I want to go. I know that's how I want to shape my life. What about you? Amen.